Hello, hello, what up, people? It's a beautiful Sunday. It's your girl Bernice, and I'm here with another episode today on how to keep a conversation going. Many young people of today don't know how to communicate with their spouse, not just with their spouse, just with anyone, and it's painful to admit it because majority of people spend a considerable amount of time mindlessly scrolling through the social media, swiping on dating apps, or even playing mobile games. This generation loves their phone so much. They're engrossed in social media app like TikTok, where they have to do their dance videos and, you know, mime to songs, Facebook, Tinder, and so on. So to get your conversation going with your spouse or whoever is to ask an open-ended question. It's one of the easiest way to keep a convo going, believe me. If the person you're talking to is not giving you the same energy back as the same engagement you are putting in that conversation, come up with a question that requires more than a yes or no answer. And that's one of the way you can keep a conversation going. Ask them to elaborate, which is another trick, believe me. It will make the other person feel comfortable. You are encouraging them to contribute more. Asking someone to elaborate on something they tell you is a surefire way to get a less chatty person to share more of their thoughts or information with you. Talk about topics that interest them. It could be educational, it could be social, it could be science, whatever it is that interests them. Just bring it up. Ask them their likes and dislikes. Try to balance the contribution with answers from you and questions from them, you know. And this helps. Mirror the person you're speaking with. You have to use defense mechanism in this aspect. It's one of the useful ways to show someone that you're present and interested in whatever they are telling you, whatever they're sharing. To an extent, you have to be appropriate, and the question has to be appropriate and comfortable, you know. So that's another. And I think with that, you're able to keep a conversation going. You get this person to get comfortable, you know, to be able to share and speak with you whatever is in their thought. And these are one of the ways that you can keep a conversation going. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode of how to keep a conversation going, either with your partner or with your friends. So I hope this helps. Bye. See you on another episode.